Yeah, I'm saying it came a couple of minutes late and we had a schedule change. Very nice phone call from a soldier who's been in Syria. And he called me. Four weeks ago, Motzei Shabbos, talking about how he can make a more successful learning schedule for himself while he's in the army. We have a very long conversation.
Between shots, you learn a little and then you shoot.
Yeah.
My friend said that to be learning with a soldier in Azov who got shot in the head. His name is Mikhail Ben Freda.
He's still alive?
Yes. And conscious now. He had brain surgery.
Wow.
We should daven that these hostages would come back.
All of them. But the families were the ones that don't come back. Yeah. Called me tonight that he's making a siyum tonight on Perek Asara Yochsin, which is a perek that discusses all these Sukkim here in Ezra and Nehemiah about this time that they split up the intermarriage families and how Ezra dealt with it. It's a hard, long parak, and he's making to see him tonight. So I asked him when to see him, when you can come. So he's going to come pick me up after the shir. He might come in during the shir. Okay, Bez Hashem. Okay, so we are, it's Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Shmos, 19th of Teves, Tavshin Pehe, and we are in Nehemiah. We went through the Pshat in the first Perek, but there's still points we're going through now more in depth. So, last time we focused on the importance of the Choma of Yerushalayim and the difference between the people in Yerushalayim as opposed to the city of Yerushalayim and the relationship that there is between the people and the city. And the people, of course, is the people and their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the existence of the city is a reflection of that. And that was the powerful lesson taught us here in the Pesukim, as Rav Moshe David Vali brought out. So that brought us to Pasuk Dalet.
Which Perek, sorry?
Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. Okay, again, we've seen this just one time through, but we're going to try to see, we just went the first time, we just did the whole Perek in one go. Now we're going to try to see it a little more carefully. So what was the reaction of Nehemiah when he hears the difficult state, both of the people that have been there since the destruction of Bais Rishon, and also the difficult state of the city and its walls? Pasuk Dalet, Vahi kishomi es advarim ha'ele, yashavti va'evke va'es abla yamim. So he says he sat down, and he cried, and he did avelus for yamim, a number of days. Rashi says, kama yamim, doesn't say how many, a number of days. Va'ehi tzam, umispala, lifnei elokei ha-shamayim. And he fasted. What was he fasting for? And he davened to Hashem. Now, why is he fasting? What is the idea of a tzom? And some people, I saw Moshe Sturmbach brings down in this week's Parsha sheet that he has, that he mentions there are people that during the weeks from Parsha Shmos till Parsha Mishpatim fast on Thursdays. He doesn't get into the Indian of why, but why over here would he choose to fast? What is the idea of... during these weeks. During these weeks, there's a lot of different inyanim that the Sfarim talk about being metakein. Rav Barkley mentioned, he also said in the Rav Moshe Shurmbach, brings to Talmid HaRizal, that it's a particularly important time to work on Kavana and Brachos. during this tkufa. Okay, once we're on the topic, I want to show you something very interesting. In the end of Ezra, this was pointed out to me by my chavrusa. I learned the limud of the Navi Shir with the Talmud in America. We learn once a week on the phone. And he pointed out a fascinating thing. If you look back for a moment, those who have the Sefer Ezra with the Sefer Nehemiah, if you look back, when was it? What time in the year was it that the tikkun of getting rid of the non-Jewish wives and children happened? So if you look in Ezra, Perek Yud, Pasuk, Tezayin and Yudzayin, yes. Ezra, Perek Yud, Pasuk, Tezayin and Yudzayin. Look what it says. V'yasuchem le'agolav ibadlu. So, it says, V'yasuchem le'agolav ibadlu Ezra kohen anashim roshei ha'avos leveis avosam. So Ezra set aside people to be in charge of every group of the Yidden with regards to this issue of arranging, getting rid of the non-Jewish wives and children. And he sat down to work on this on the first day, L'chodesh HaAsiri, of the 10th month. And here, the next word is, it means Lidrosh. It's written in a strange way. Hadavar, Lidrosh Hadavar. The point is, they sat down on Rosh Chodesh, which month?
Teves.
We're now in Teves. Then, when did they finish the job? Pasuk Yizayin V'yichalu, they completed the job. Bakol Anashim HaHoshivu Nashim Nochrios Ad Yom Echad L'Chodesh HaRishon till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So this big Asek, this historic Sahara of Klal Yisrael to purify the families of Klal Yisrael from the intermarriage was Teves, Shvat, and Adar.
Assuming there's no leap year.
Teves, Shvat, and Adar. Assuming there's no leap year, yeah. Teves, Shvat, and Adar. It's so this Talmud of mine in America, Yonas and Moshe Tornheim, he pointed out that has an interesting parallel to this time of the year that we're in now, which is known as the time of Shovavim. Shovavim always starts in Teves, and it goes on the... it's this time of year. It's longer. It's more days than Shovavim.
Do we know what year it was?
Yes, the year that Ezra came back over there.
Okay.
Look what year it was. But when the first year Ezra came back.
What number year?
So yeah, you can check it out. Yeah.
So volume's like 2 months, no?
So it's interesting that the time that they worked on this inyan does overlap the time of Shavuot with these weeks. Shmos, Vayera, Bo, B'Shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim. Those parshios are during these months. In the leap year, it's also Truma Tetzaveh, which then takes you even into Adar. So, fascinating, because this is the inyan of Shavuot, one of the big inyanim, not that we're dedicating the shiur to that tonight, one of the big inyanim of Shavuot is what Reb David mentioned here, the idea called the tikkun of the midah called Yesod, which is everything having to do with Kedusha and the purity and holiness of the relationship between a husband and wife and the family unit, and that's exactly what they came to be talking about here. It's just fascinating ha'ara. It's fascinating ha'ara. So there are those that have of fasting. So what's the idea of fasting, and why did he decide to fast over here? So there is a concept that when a person fasts, it can help his tefillos to be accepted.
There's a sign outside by the entrance that Moshe ben Menachem is organizing, taking yourself for Monday.
What's that?
For Monday, Yom Sheni.
Here.
I don't know if it's, I think it's probably here, but it's everyone anywhere.
Yeah.
You can read this. It's a long thing to read.
Yeah.
At the very least, to delay the eating on Monday. If not fast, half a day.
What, those are doing
ideally
it?
Ideally to fast the entire day.
So there is the idea first of all, we know that a person fasts, it is one method of bringing kapara. Perhaps the kapara is the uncomfortableness of fasting. The idea of fasting is making a statement that today is a day dedicated to spiritual goals and not to physical goals. And that's the idea that fasting goes together with a day. Your mekabel tainus before the fast, if someone's mekabel tainus to mekabel it before sunset, and then he's mekabel tainus, that this is a yom tainus, as a shame yom tainus. This is a day that's dedicated. It's a day that's dedicated. And perhaps that's also why it mentions here the idea of yamim. It says, ve'evka v'esavla yamim ve'hi tzam. There's a mention of days. He dedicated these days to spiritual pursuit. And the mere fact that a person knows that the regular time that he's going to normally eat, now he is not going to eat, then it clicks in his head, oh, okay, so I'm supposed to be doing a spiritual pursuit now. So it's not a surprise that Nehemiah chose to fast. So let's see what he says. The society acted minhagi avelus, umispalu lifnei elokei hashamayim. Pasuk Eva, Omar, ana Hashem elokei hashamayim, hakel hagadol v'anoira, shomer habris v'hachesed, le'oavav u'leshomri mitzvoisav. The address of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hakel Agadol VeHanoira. Does it sound familiar?
Missing a word.
Which word is it missing?
Yibor.
Oh. So the Moshe David Vali asks your question. What happened to Gibor? We're familiar with Hakel Agadol Agibor VeHanoira. Why did he leave out Gibor? So he says, Agadol VeHanoira VeLo Amar HaGibor. Well, exactly. Avram's question is asked by Moshe David Vali. He says, "Ki kavanaso, the kavana of Nehemiah was leharchik es hadin velo lekarvo." He didn't want to mention gvura because gvura is midas hadin. In his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to distance the midas hadin. He did not want to bring midas hadin. He wanted to distance midas hadin. So therefore, he left out the word gibor, because gibor is a reference to midas hadin. The hatzorach gadol hayal chesed l'rachamim. There was a major need for chesed and rachamim in his tefillah over here. And these midos of chesed and rachamim are hinted in the two titles, gadol and noira. Gadol is chesed, and noira is rachamim. But gibor is din. That's what we know that the Siddur HaGra brings in Shemoneh Esrei. We start Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and then we parallel that with three different titles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that parallel the Avodah of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hakel HaGadol is connected Avraham, HaGibor is connected Yitzchak, VeHanoira is connected Yaakov. And why is that? Because Avraham was Midas HaChesed. Titein Chesed l'Avram. Avram was Midas HaChesed, and he represents the Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we say Elokei Avraham, we're referring to also Midas HaChesed. Elokei Yitzchak, Yitzchak was Midas HaGvura. So it's Midas HaGibor. And that's Din. And Yaakov was the Bechir Shabavos, he was the combination Rachamim. Chesed is regardless of whether the recipient is deserving. Rachamim is chesed, but also dependent on whether the recipient is deserving. So that's a blend. It's the synthesis both of Avram's midah and Yitzchak's midah, and that's the midah of Yaakov. So that is noira. So that's called rachamim. So over here he wanted chesed and rachamim. So he says agadol v'anoira. Who knows in davening where we do this ourselves every day? It's very interesting. It bothered me for years. Now, this is the makor for it. We do it in one place in Shacharis every day. We do the same thing. We beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically as Gadol V'Nora, and we leave out Gibor. In Shmoneh Esrei, we say all three. When we say, okay, Avram, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. But there's one place in davening that we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically is Gadol and Nora. What do you say in Ishtabach? Maybe it's more than one place
okay,
then.
I don't know.
But let's check. We have a good sitter over here.
Where is that? Only one time?
I don't know if it's only one time. There's one time where it particularly bothers me very often when I daven. Let's check in Ishtabach. If Menachem Fishel says so, I believe it. That's my call.
I don't know.
Well, let's see. In Ishtabach, we say, Akel HaMelech HaGadol VeHaKadosh. And then we say, Kilacha Noe, it's fitting to Hashem, Memshala, rulership, Netzach, Gdula, Ugvura. So it's true we don't put it together, but we do mention all three midos. We say, Kela Gadol, here, HaMelech HaGadol, and then we say, it's fitting for you, Gdula, Ugvura. So we do mention them. But where do we not mention it? There's one place in davening that bothers me all the time, until I got to this Hezbollah now, from Moshe Dovzal. This has bothered me for years. This has been bothering me very often, not every single day, but very often for years. Where in davening do we only say? Let's see. Listen to this. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ten bilibeinu, put in our hearts, Lehavin ulahaskil, to understand your Torah. Lishmoal, to accept it from those that teach it. Lilmod, to learn it, Lilamin, to teach it to others. Lishmar, to follow the restrictions of the Torah, Velasos, and to fulfill that which the Torah commands us to do, Lekayim, and to keep the Torah going, for all kol divrisamu Torasecha, and we should do this all be'ava. Zehari enenu b'sarasecha, enlighten our eyes with your Torah. V'dabik libeinu b'sarasecha, have our hearts cleave to your mitzvot. The achei levavenu, and our entire desire of our hearts should be la'avu l'yir ha'shemecha, to love and fear your name. L'neva shalom ded, we should not have embarrassment in olam haba. Ki v'shem katshucha ha'gadol v'anor v'tachnu. What? Ki v'shem katshucha ha'gadol v'anor v'tachnu. So it bothers me all the time. Why don't we say, Ki v'shem katshucha ha'gadol ha'gibor v'anor v'tachnu? What happened to Gibor? This is the second bracha of Kriyashma. Ava Rabba. Ki v'shem katshucha ha'gadol v'hanoira v'tachnu. What's wrong with Chel ha'gadol ha'gibor v'hanoira? Nagila v'nismucha b'yishua secha. And then we ask, we keep it skalios, v'avienu l'shalom, v'akam t'saret. Very pertinent for current events. We ask for all of Klaisel to be brought back together. So the Chenik of Mius La'atzenu, we should be able to come back to our land, Komem Yus, with a Koma Zekufa, in an honorable way, not in a embarrassment. Kikeo Poel, Yeshua Sato, Banu Machatim, Kalam V'Lashayim. Abloch HaMemai Tzol Ba'ava. Now, is Nisach Sfarad different? I don't know Nisach Sfarad. Someone here didn't. Is Nisach Sfarad different?
Yeah, it has HaGibor in the end of the Sfarad.
It does?
No.
Careful, be careful. Very deep things. It says here, Gadol Ba'anora Batachno. This bothered me for ages. No? So what's the pshat? Rabbi Yisrael, you tell me the pshat. What's the pshat?
You seem to know this answer already, so.
Yeah, we have it from David Vali. Nehemiah taught the secret to us. Nehemiah taught us, you don't always say, Akedol Gadol Gibor Ba'anora. When you mamish need big rachamim and chasadim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if we bring in Midas Adin over here, then we may be lost. So then we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hakel Gadol V'Hanayra. What does it say in Nusach Sfarad?
Ki v'shem kachka Hagadol Hagibor V'Hanayra.
Okay, so it's the difference here between Nusach Sfarad and Nusach Ashkenaz. So you have to check
it. That's why we didn't know it.
That's, I agree. Okay, so you have here a difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad.
Wow.
So, the Nusach Ashkenaz is going based on the Pasuk in Nehemiah. The Nusach Sfarad is going based on the Pesukim in Chumash, which is where we get this idea of saying, Akela Gadol Lagiba Vanara, to begin with, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Here, we read it. Kivashem Katsucha Nusach Sfarad, Hagadol, Hagibor Vanara Batachma. How about that? Okay? So it's a good thing we checked it. Now, Tzvi Nusach Ashkenaz, I'll tell you another point about this momentarily, but Lefi Nusach Ashkenaz, the point is, returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, it comes to asking Hashem about learning Torah, following Torah, keeping Torah going in the world. We need to turn to Hashem and keep out Midas Adin. It's not about what we're worthy of, we're unworthy, but we need Hashem to help us in this endeavor. That's L'chor of the Bi'ur of Moshe David Vali. You go with Nusach Ashkenaz. You go with Nusach Sfarad. So then we're having it like the same way we ask for things in Shmona Esrei. Now, Shamati from one of my Rebbeim, Reuven Leuchter Shlita, that he said that the difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad is not in the meaning of the tefillah, it's how explicit we are about the meaning of the tefillah. But the extra words, usually Nusach Sfarad is adding words. The extra words you find in Nusach Sfarad is the Omek HaPshat of the Nusach Ashkenaz. Like they weren't coming to try to change it, they were coming to make sure you had the Kavana that you were meant to have in the words of the Nusach that was previously in place. Yeah? So then those who arranged Nusach Sfarad, they felt that was the kavana also in the tefillah of saying the words Hakel, Hagadol, Vehanoira, and Lachara, they would say a different pshat than Rav David Vali in the Pasuk in Nehemiah. They would say that no, saying Hagadol, Vehanoira is also referring to the famous words of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hagadol, Gibor, Vehanoira. But Moshe David Vali, though, is saying no, he's saying it's a different meaning. It's a different meaning. The meaning is we're throwing ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an outright request for chesed and rachman. So HaBocher Yivchar, when you daven tomorrow morning, if you're davening Nusach Sfarad, so you only have one way. But if you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz, you can choose what you want to have in mind, but have one of them in mind. Okay. So wow. But that was very, very exciting for me to find the explanation for that question about Mishmini. Thank you for the Nusach Sfarad addition to that. Okay. Your ancestors will be proud.
I don't know. I mean, just because my dad said it was not as far, but I always thought it
was... Okay. He was Hasidic lineage.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get back over here. But the
I'm getting fitted for one next week.
The Omar Anna... Hashem lokei Hashem lokei Gadol ve'anora shomer habris ve'achesed lo'av ve'lushomer mitzvaysav. Tehina oznecha kasheves ve'enecha pesuchos pasuk vav lishmoa el tfilas avdecha she'anochi mispadlo lefanecha hayom yomam v'layla al bnei Yisrael avadecha. So what's going on with this statement that he's being mispadlo yomam v'layla? Pray day and night. And the Malbim says that this prayer I'm davening straight through the day, betminus, yomam v'layla. And like it said before, the ehi tzam umispalel, I was in a state of prayer. So, what is this idea? So Rav Shimshon Pinkus had this concept that he used to talk about, called the Mivtza Tefillah, making a prayer initiative, a Mivtza Tefillah, the famous Maisa used to speak about. there was a woman from Ofakim who became very inspired about Talmud Torah. But she was already married, and she married a guy who was a working guy, not a learning guy. And she deeply, deeply, deeply wanted to have the schus of her husband learning. She didn't know what to do, because her husband was a working guy, not a learning guy. So she went to Pinchas, who was the Rav of Afakim. Pinchas told her, you need to make a mivtza tefillah. To make a tefillah initiative, daven and daven and daven, not just during Shmon Esrei when you have the opportunity to add your own special prayers at the end of Shmon Esrei or in Shema Koleinu, but make this your project. You're davening and davening and davening about this specific thing. You're davening for this thing. You want it very much. Daven for it, but not just in Shmon Esrei. Daven it. Yom Amvalayla daven for it. Okay? The woman took this very seriously. And she davened for this Yom Amvalayla. And slowly but surely, her husband started learning more and learning more and learning more until he became a fully learning guy. But it wasn't in the cards. It wasn't something that was expected from this guy. She made a mivtza tefila. There's such a thing of beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not giving up. Gemara says in Brachos, what happens if a person davens and asks for something and he's not answered? Gemara says, Yachzor v'yispalo. Daven again. What does it say? If you don't succeed at once, try again. So if your davening didn't succeed at once, daven, daven, daven again. Gemara says, where do you know this from? The pasuk says, Kavei el Hashem chazak v'yamas libecha. And again, the Kavei el Hashem. Vilna Gaon happens to have a very mechudish de kapshat in that Gemara. Vilna Gaon says, what does it mean? If you weren't answered the first time, then daven again. He says that the davening again, yachzor v'yispalel, means to have extra kavana in chazaras hashatz. First, it has something he's davening for. Daven is in your own tefillah, but then also have extra kavana when the chazan is doing the tefillah of the tzibur, because maybe you need the schus of the tzibur. The tefillah should go up with the schus of the tzibur, not just you daven with the tzibur, but the tefillah of the tzibur, the tefillah of the chazan. So have special kavana along with the chazan in his chazar sashat. That's the Vilna Gaon's pshat in the Gemara. Yispalo v'lonena, yachzor v'yispalo, kavei l'Hashem chazak v'yam tzibecha. The second, the kavei l'Hashem goes in the chazar sashat. But the pash pshat in the Gemara is that a person should keep davening. It's not limited to the specific davening times of the day that we have for our meetings with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it says over here. Asher anochi mispalo lefanecha hayom, yom amvalayla, al bnei Yisrael avadecha. Now it's also understood well based on what we said last week. What is he davening about? He's davening about bnei Yisrael. What do you mean? Wasn't he davening about two topics? Wasn't he davening about bnei Yisrael and about the city? The main thing was about bnei Yisrael and their kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that they should be in the right way. And then the city is a kli that's going to be available once Klal Yisrael is the right way. Umisvada al chatos bnei Yisrael shechatanu lach va'ani ubeis avi chatanu. So here he says the lashon vidui for Klal Yisrael in general and for himself and for his family. Where does his beis avi come into it? I can understand he's making a saying of vidui for himself and vidui for Klal Yisrael. The truth is that this formula of a triple vidui for Klal Yisrael, for the one who's saying the vidui, and for his family, is very familiar for us. And it's not the invention of Nehemiah. Where do we find it?
Before we say Hashem.
Did we do a vidui for Klal Yisrael, for ourselves and for our family? Nachum Avoseinu Chatanu. Good. On Yom Kippur is the source of that as well. What is the vidui of the Kohen on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? He has to do a vidui for himself. He has to do a vidui for the Kohanim, the family of the Kohanim. And he has to do a vidui for all of Klal Yisrael, three separate viduyim, right? believe it says about that in Chazal.
Why does he have to do
Perkman
if he's doing all
Kol
Yisrael?
So it's like this. There's Ani, there's Beis Avi, and there's the whole cloud. But the idea is that it's concentric circles. Famous word of the Vilna Gaon. That Shefa is Hashpa'a is Milashon Shefa. That to have an effect on others is from the word Shefa. Shefa is to overflow. So you gave the mashal, you fill a cup. Until the cup itself is full, it's not going to overflow onto the plate that's around the cup. So for the cup to be mashpia on the plate around it, the cup has to first fill and then it will overflow. It's one of the halachas of kosher brachas. It should be all the way full. By Havdalah particularly, the special meaning that it should overflow. Some people are makbid by kosher bracha in general that it should overflow. I know people that say by chasen and things like that, they're makbid some people that the cup should overflow. The idea is that until you can affect others, you have to first fill yourself up. And the same thing with correcting oneself. One has to correct himself, and then his family, and those who are closer to him, and then he can affect correcting the greater world around him. And that's the idea of the triple vidui. Now the interesting thing is that the order of the vidui here is not like it is by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, it starts by the Kohen himself, and then by all the Kohanim, for all the Kohanim, and then for all of Klal Yisrael. That order makes sense, because we just explained. Here, the interesting order is, Misvade al chatos bnei Yisrael, asher chatanu lach, v'ani uveis avi chatanu. Interesting, the order is interesting. Someone point out, I'm just noticing that order is interesting now. Yesh la'ayin, why, what's the pshat in the order? Also, yeah, could be saying that we are ready, we're chotet. I don't know how problematic the order is. It is the ha'ara. The order is the ha'ara. Okay.
Remember here, before the video, Ani v'avaseinu chatana. Avaseinu chatana is the beginning of Vidi. You shouldn't say aloud.
It's like Lashon Hara.
Yeah. But it's part of Vidi. That is obviously something more important even than Ani.
The base of the Ibn Ezra, there's a sefer Ibn Yechia. It's not such a commonly owned sefer over here, but I see the Mishnah Zav quotes from Ibn Yechia, and we were mechavin to the Ibn Yechia. He says, Nechemiah learned this vidui from the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. We were mechavin to this kadmon, the Ibn Yechia. Shai Mesad al Asma al Beis al Kol Yisrael. Okay. So, what does he say? Chavol chaval nulach. Velo shamarnu es hamitzvos ves hachukim ves hamishpatim shetivisa es Moshe avdecha. Now this is a very strange lashon. Chavol chaval nulach. Literally, it means we wounded you. Now obviously one can't say that about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ibn Ezra says that it's like the pasuk mechable kramim. It means shichasnu mitzvasecha. Okay, but the pasuk says chavalnu lach. So in Mishnah Zav he brings that it means we created malachei chavala. You hear this? Chaval chavalnu means we created malachei chavala. The Mishnah Avos tells us every mitzvah a person does makes a good malach. Every avera a person does makes a bad malach. So chaval chaval nulach means we increased malachei chavala. So what's lach? In your whole system, because Baruch has a whole system he set up, but we increased the malachi chavala in that system. Yeah. The Maisa, the Midrashim, whether it's in Shir Hashirim Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Chafav, or in Shmos Rabbah, Parsha Nun Aleph, so they're learning that the word Chavala here is a whole different meaning of the word Chavala. It doesn't mean to wound, it doesn't mean wounding angels. Chavala here is, there's a lashon in the psukim, lo yachpol rechayim v'rachav, in Dvarim, chaftal advav. There, it refers to taking a collateral. Lachvol can mean to take a collateral. So chavol chaval nulach, the Medrash says, means, being that we know that many places it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have destroyed Klal Yisrael in the time of the Chorban. But instead, he took the Mishkan Milashon Mashkon, Chazal tell us. Mishkan, Ha'edos, it's like a Mashkon. Hashem takes the Mishkan as a collateral instead of taking his debt on Klal Yisrael and destroying Klal Yisrael. Shafa Chamas Aleitim Va'avonim, correct? Yeah. So, that's the idea of Chavol Chaval Nulach, we caused you to collect the collateral. What was the collateral Hashem collected? The Beis HaMikdash. So we're responsible in our Averos for the terrible situation of the city of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed to begin with. And that's what it means, Chavol Chaval Nulach. About that, the Medrash says, Chavol Chaval Nulach, Zeh Chorban Rishon V'Chorban Sheni, the double Lashon. Chorban Rishon, Chorban Sheni, Shalom is mashkenu el al yadenu. The Beis HaMikdash was taken as a mashkon because of our debts. That's a whole different chat in Chavol Chavalnu Lach. And that's Elup Kudeh HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. It says twice, Mishkan, Lashon Mashkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu twice is going to take the Beis HaMikdash as a mashkon to save Klal Yisrael. Says about that Rabbeinu Bechaye, quoting the Mishnah Zav, at the beginning of Parshas Pekudei, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, this is hinted to in our pasuk, Chavol Chaval Nulach. Chavol Chaval Nulach. So says the Rabbeinu Bechaye about this. Listen to this. We'll end with this slightly. If you look at this pasuk in the beginning of Pekudei, HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos, twice, basically it's taken as a Mishkan, you'll find a remez to the years that Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni stood. It's also a remez to how many years there were from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. Take the gematria of HaMishkan. HaMishkan. What's the gematria of HaMishkan? Shin is 300. Yeah? Nun is 50. That's 350. With the Chaf, 370. Plus the 40 is 410. Plus the Hey of HaMishkan is 415. Add to it the number of the letters, which is the way of doing gematria. You do the gematria of the whole word, then you add number of the letters. So 415 plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters, 420. Is remez to Bais Sheni that stood 420 years. So HaMishkan is a remez to Bais Sheni that stood 420 years. Elif Kudei HaMishkan. The next word is Mishkan. 5 less. Plus 1 letter less. So Chen Mishkan, he says, so there, he's not counting the letters. So you take off the hey. So it's 410. If you don't count the letters, it's 410. The Mispara is a remez to Bais Rishon, which stood 410 years. So HaMishkan is a remez to Bais Sheni. Mishkan is a remez to Bais Rishon. And he says, afterwards it says, Elif Kuli HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. What's the gematria of HaEdos? That's going to be more. Eidos, you can write it Chaser Vav. The Tav is 400. Plus Ayin is 70. So 470. Plus the Hey and the Dalet is another 9. Is 479. And if you count the word itself as 1, which is called the Kolo, so you have 480. So that's 480, which is the number of years from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Shlomo HaMelech built the Bais HaRishon.
It's not 45?
Hey, Ayin Dalet Saf. He said, Chaser, without the love, yeah. So he says, Kol Eilu Acheshbono, says the Ben V'chaye, Ra Osa Moshe Beruach HaKodesh. That's what it means. Eilu Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos, Shepakar Al Pi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu understood all of this when he was commanded about the Mishkan. He understood that we're setting up something here which is going to be a collateral to save Klal Yisrael. 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim, this will be built. It will stand for 410 years, and then it will be taken as collateral for Klal Yisrael, and then it will stand again for another 420 years, and taken collateral for Klal Yisrael. Wow. So that's all hinted to also in Chavol Chaval Nulach. It comes Nehemiah, and he says that we're responsible for this. As Chavol Chaval Nulach, the law, Shamanit, Amitzvot, Esachukim, Esnishpatim, Shetzivisa, Es Moshe Abdecha, is a hint, Shetzivisa, Es Moshe Abdecha, that this was all already told to Moshe Abdecha. We were supposed to keep the mitzvot, you told Moshe, but we were the cause, like you told Moshe Abdecha, that if we're not going to keep them, so then you're going to take the Beis HaMikdash instead of destroying Klal Yisrael. And that's this next couple of words in the Pesukim. Schar nai sadavar shetzivisa es Moshe Abdecha leimor. You told Moshe, Atem timolu ani afit eschem ba'amim. When you rebel, so then I will throw you amongst the nations. V'shavtem elai, v'shmartem mitzvotai, v'asisem osam, im yiyen yilachem b'kteh ha-shamayim, misham ha-kabetzim, v'aviyosim el-hamakom asher b'charti, l'shaken eshmisham. Now I'll bring them back to once again put my shechina there. So that's Chorban Bais Rishon, and bringing them back to build the Beis HaMikdash again for Bais Sheni. These are the same people that you took out of Mitzrayim with the Nisim and Mitzrayim. Ana Hashem tihi na ozecha kashavis l'tfilas avdecha l'tfilas avdecha hachafetzim l'irash mecha. This is a famous line that also is found in many tefillos that we have at different places during the year, that like by Hadlakas Neres Chanukah and other tefillos that are brought, that it says Hashem accept my tefillah amongst the other tefillos of all the other avdei Hashem that are davening. Yeah, that's first over here. Vatzlichon ala abdecha hayom, v'steil rachim l'snei ha'ish hazeh, v'ani ha'isi mashkel ha'melech. This is part of his tefillah is, he should find favor in the eyes of the king. He's going to go and make a request of the king to give him permission to go back and rebuild the chomos of Yerushalayim. May we see it rebuilt and have it. May no amen.